Well, hello, folks. This is Jeffrey Daugherty. Jumping the gun. Hello, this is Jeffrey Daugherty. Sorry about being a little bit late on the show tonight. Had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're here. We have an introduction and all that, like our other shows, all we thought ready to go, but just not quite where we need to be. Just not quite where we want to be on that. I do apologize profusely for being a couple of minutes late for the show. I promise that won't happen again. It really was due to some circumstances that were beyond our control, but we certainly have got them corrected now. I just wanted to let you know that we do have a website at www.jeffreydaugherty.com, and you can also reach it through christianwhistleblower.com. You can find links there to the other radio programs we do. We have every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we do the Fresh Daily Show. That's also right here through Blog Talk Radio. And then every weekday at noon, we're doing Ask Questions, Question Answers. These are East Coast times that I'm speaking about. And then on Wednesday nights, kind of our flagship show, it's 2 hours, The Christian Whistleblower, and it's a great program on a great network. We're happy to be working with four networks now, which is giving us a tremendous reach. And you can always contact me at jeffreydaugherty.com, christianwhistleblower.com. Be happy to talk with you, happy to converse with you. And at this point, still able to look at, respond, answer all of your emails, your questions, and your queries. We've got the new show starting tonight. It's called Pure Prophecy. It's going to be with you 11 o'clock, and I do mean 11 o'clock from now on, every Sunday evening. And I've had so many people encourage me and ask me and beg me and plead with me to do a show that is focused on prophecy. It seems like prophecy is something that everybody is interested in, whether you're talking about folks that are Christians, whether you're talking about folks that are more into the paranormal realm, or whether you're talking about folks that are just into the plain old spirituality. Everybody's interested in what's going to happen. Everybody's interested in what's going on. You know, everybody's interested in learning about what's going to happen, the end times. And unfortunately, I believe that most of what we hear that is called prophecy is lunacy, idiocy. It is deceptive in manner. And that's because most of it comes from and through the Christian church, at least when we're talking about the Western world. And we're heard in the United States and through a lot of the other Western parts of the world and some of the Eastern parts of the world. But when we're talking about prophecy, we're normally talking about, you know, things like the rapture, things like the second coming, things like Armageddon, things like the tribulation, things like vials and bowls and all of this stuff that really is not real. It is not true. And it's really set up to create fear, to create loathing, to keep you in a state of worry and dread and doubt. Because if they can't, they, speaking of the Matrix mind control, speaking of big time religion, speaking of Christianity predominantly in its Catholic and its Protestant forms, even in Judaism, even in Islam, if they can keep you focused on the end of the world, what's going to happen someday, then your focus will not be on living life today. If your focus can be kept on what's going to happen at the end of time, then your focus is taken away from what is happening in this moment time. And we must, if we're going to become all that we're meant to be, if we're going to become everything that the divine wants us to be, if we're going to be everything that Yeshua, Jesus, told us and showed us that we can be, it's going to be by living in the moment, right here, right now. It's going to be by focusing on what happens today and not someday. There's a silly little trite saying, but it's filled with tremendous truth. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. You can't do anything for the divine, for yourself, for your family, tomorrow. You can't do anything for the divine, for yourself, for your family, yesterday. All the difference that you can make can be made today. All the difference that you can make can be made today. All the things that you can do can be done today. All the things that you can make can be made today. And big time religion has conspired to create a paradigm where you're worried about the future, not focusing on the present, and where you're kept in a state of fear, you're kept in a state of dread, and you're kept in a state that is counterproductive to being in a state of faith and growth. You cannot be exercising faith. You cannot be growing spiritually and developing if you're in fear. Fear cancels out faith. Faith cancels out fear. So you'll notice that people that are profoundly spiritual, people that have a great sense of spirituality, a great sense of faith in their life, you'll find that they're not too worried about what happens in the future. You'll see that fear doesn't control their life. Worry doesn't control their life. Dread doesn't control their life because their life's controlled by faith. Fear is designed to keep you, faith, and to feed many entities that rely on fear for sustenance. I want to point out to you something that Yeshua said that frames this discussion absolutely perfectly. In Luke, and when there's stories in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I like to read from Luke, predominantly because Luke was a physician. Luke was very highly trained in, I guess, scholarly things, and he writes with exactness. And I just tend to think that for some reason he's escaped a lot of the mistranslation, the chicanery from the translators, compared to the others, with the possible exception of John. But at any rate, Luke writes in chapter 17, and I'm reading from verse number 20, and I always come to you with the literal English rendering of the Greek if we're reading from the New Testament. And I always come to you with the literal Hebrew rendering into English if we're in the Old Testament. Today, being in the New Testament, we'll be reading from the Greek and into a literal English translation. So if it sounds not King James-esque, thouest, may knowest well that we are translating for thee directly, so we don't have all of that New English, Old English, Middle English foolishness. You know, that was 17th century English. But anyway, Yeshua gets asked by the Pharisees, and this is so profound because the Pharisees were the religious dudes of the day. The Pharisees were the fundamentalists of the day. The Pharisees were, you know, Joel Osteen, Pope Francis, Franklin Graham, that kind of dudes. And it's the Pharisees that are asking Yeshua. Here's a guy that's preaching the way. He's preaching the truth. He's preaching life and life more abundantly. And what do the religious dudes want to ask the dude that has all the answers? The religious folks ask Yeshua, Yeshua, when is the kingdom coming? When is the end of the world going to be? Of course, they were framed in the reference of, when is Messiah coming? When is Rome going to be overthrown? When is Jerusalem, Israel, going to be set up as the prince of nations? But it's the same question. When are the end times coming? That's what the religious people always want to know, because the religious people are just looking for pie in the sky and the great by and by after they die. They don't care what's going on down on the ground while we're here, still around. They're interested in dominating the earth. They're interested in conquering and converting all the other people that aren't like them. And they are just interested in hanging on till Jesus comes. That's religious people. Spiritual people are interested in improving themselves and the quality of being they are. They're interested in helping to take care of the planet, and they're interested in helping to take care of their fellow beings, not just convert or conquer or kill them. Just some differences between religion and spirituality. And here the Pharisees, the religious dudes, are asking, Yeshua, when is the end coming? And Yeshua answers them and he says, look, kingdom of God or the kingdom of the heavens, it doesn't come with observation. Hear that. Yeshua said, look, you guys have it all wrong. They're asking him, hey, how will we know when's the kingdom coming back and how will we know it's coming? What can we look for? What signs can we look for? Is it going to be a pre-trib rapture, a mid-trib rapture, a post-trib rapture? Is Jesus coming back in the clouds? Is Jesus coming back this way? Is Jesus coming back that way? Is the trumps and the vials, you know, all of that stuff. That's what they wanted to know. And Yeshua's like, listen, dudes, you got it all wrong. This is Luke 17:20. Yeshua says, the kingdom of God doesn't come with events that are observable outwardly. Do you hear me? People that want to watch Left Behind and people that want to know when the rapture. If you've got a bumper sticker on your car that says, in case of rapture, this vehicle may be unoccupied, you need to hear this broadcast tonight. Yeshua said, look, the kingdom of God is not coming with any outwardly observable occurrences. There's not going to be in the economy of the divine. There's not going to be anything that Yeshua is involved with that involves outward signs and outward observation. That befuddles us because we don't read the rest of the scripture going into Luke 17:21. They're going to say, look over here, look over there. Yeshua is saying to them, you guys think the kingdom's going to come with outward events. You guys think that we're going to say, oh, look over here, this has happened, so we know the kingdom of God is coming. Look, that happened, so we know the kingdom of God is coming. And if you're on the internet, which you obviously are, you read through these things. You see them in your Twitter feed. You see them in your Facebook feed. You see them if you look on any of the news sites, you know, signs that the rapture is definitely coming. 42 signs that we've entered into the time of Jacob's trouble. Undeniable evidence that Bill Gates is the Antichrist. Undeniable evidence that Hillary Clinton's second cousin's father's uncle is going to bring the Mark of the Beast. You see all this stuff. Rapture, Mark of the Beast, beheadings, all of this stuff. Things that, oh, we're going to see these are the signs of the times. Well, folks, Yeshua said, there's not going to be any signs of the times. And Yeshua also said, and this is Yeshua, not Darty. Yeshua said there were some people that look for a sign. He said it's a wicked and adulterous generation that looks for a sign. Of course, the back end of that scripture is corrupted by translators, but Yeshua, in perfect harmony with what he's saying here, and I'm going to leave that one for you to look up. It's a wicked and an adulterous generation that look for a sign. Wicked, not following the ways of Yeshua. Adulterous, spiritually speaking, mainly. Generation, a group of people, a group of humans. Christianity is looking for a sign. Christianity is all about a sign. Christianity is all about preaching signs. Christianity is all about teaching signs. Christianity is all about get ready. You got to be rapture ready. The biggest fear thing, at least in the Protestant church, is, man, you can't miss the rapture. You are so afraid of missing the rapture. And the rapture can come like a thief in the night. You never know. But you look at the signs, they're all around, so you better be especially good. You know, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out if you're naughty or nice. Oh, wait a minute. That's Santa Claus, isn't it? But it's the same thing. That's the Jesus. That's Plastic Jesus. If you want to find out about Plastic Jesus, go to my website, listen to my other sites, my other radio shows. That's the false Plastic Jesus. That's not Yeshua. Yeshua says there won't be a sign. Don't look for a sign. Christianity says look for a sign. Christianity is all about signs. Why? Because in the words of Yeshua, Christianity, looking for a sign is wicked. Christianity is adulterous. Look at Catholic Christianity. Is it not wicked in the morals and the scandals that characterize it? You could say that Catholicism is characterized by wickedness in what's going on with the priesthood and children. You could say that Protestantism is characterized by adultery. All the lying and cheating and stealing between spouses. You know, a lot of it is, you know, regular old runoff of the church secretary. A lot of it now has become into the homosexual realm as well. So Yeshua may very well have been given us a very pointed prophecy that the people that are seeking for a sign, the people that are always talking about signs, the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, they are a wicked and an adulterous generation. Catholicism's wickedness being typified by the unspeakable scandals involving the priesthood and children, pedophilia. Christianity, Protestant Christianity, being characterized as adulterous by the replete scandals of married men that are, above it all, engaging in adulterous relationships, adultery being defined with sex as sex with someone outside of your marriage, while condemning it especially in any and everyone else. Fascinating to look at the words of Yeshua there as a prophecy, because they are pushing signs. They are wicked by definition. They are adulterous by definition. So Yeshua said, didn't plan to say that, so let me reset. Yeshua said, when the Pharisees asked him, when's the kingdom coming? He said, look, The kingdom's not coming with an outward observation. It's not coming with any outwardly observable events. You're not going to be able to say, behold, here it is. Behold, there it is. Because the kingdom of God has already come and it's inside of you. You see, Yeshua said, don't look for signs because the kingdom of God has already come and it's in you. And Christianity, Catholicism, Protestantism cannot survive if that message gets out. Because Catholicism, Protestantism, it is built on the belief that you are filled with original sin. That you have to come to the church to be saved, and you have to maintain fellowship with the church if you don't want to miss the rapture or get destroyed in the battle of Armageddon or get thrown in the lake of fire. Can you see that paradigm? You're filled with original sin, so you have to come to church for salvation. You've got to stay in church so you won't miss the rapture, be destroyed in Armageddon, or wind up in hell. That's a paradigm they have to maintain, and that paradigm is maintained by talking about signs of the times, by talking about signs of the end, and by keeping people focused on fear and on that list that he's checking twice. It's got people making sure that they're not naughty, but nice. How's that go? He's making lists, checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. You got to make sure you're nice, not naughty. And they have to keep you focused in that paradigm, because the minute you listen to some long-haired lunatic on the radio like me that says, wait a second, Yeshua said the kingdom's already come, the kingdom's in you, then you realize, wait a minute, I don't have original sin. I've got the kingdom of God within. So if the kingdom of God is within me, I'm not looking for signs anymore. I'm looking inward to the development of the way and the truth and the building of this abundant life that Yeshua told me about. And I don't need to be beholden or obedient to men and their religions, and I'm free from fear. I'm free from worry, and I don't look for signs. But you see, when you get to that point, you have broken free of the mind matrix of Christianity. So do you see why prophecy is so vital to maintaining their false paradigm? And you see why this one verse from the words of Yeshua, okay, two verses, forever destroys the prophecy paradigm of the papacy and its Protestant, the truth of Yeshua, shatters the prophecy paradigm perpetrated by the pontiff and the Protestant pulpiteers. Prophecy is a sham. Prophecy is a tool of fear. Prophecy is a tool of control. Prophecy is a tool of diversion to keep you away from finding out the truth that you are not born with sin. You're born with the kingdom of God within, the spark of the divine. And you're not looking for any sign. See, if you got original sin within, you're looking for signs. But if you've got the spark of the divine on the inside, you don't need any sign. With the spark of the divine, you don't need a sign. Because you know the kingdom is already thine. Man, that's good stuff. I'll be back next Sunday night with Pure Prophecy, and we are going to get into what's going to happen and why it's going to happen. You can catch me tomorrow morning on Blog Talk Radio for the Fresh Daily Show, and tomorrow afternoon on Spreaker for Ask Questions, Question Answers, and Wednesday night on IPBN and also on Deprogrammed Radio. So go to my website, jeffreydaugherty.com, christianwhistleblower.com, and find out when you can hear more. I've also got Religion Watch Daily on the website, great piece. WWJD is the written words of Jeffrey Daugherty, so you can read articles there that of mine that have been published. So until we see you again on the radio, I'm Jeffrey Daugherty, wishing you peace and light.